Yeah, I'd like a hot dog all the way, please.
Coming up. Here you go.
Thank you. Ew. What is this?
That's a corn-based hot dog-flavored tube-shaped thing. It's almost good. That'll be $4.50.
You know what? No thanks.
If almost good enough isn't good enough for you, why would it be good enough for your pet? Add Kennel Kelp to your furry friend's diet. Sprinkled on your pet's food, Kennel Kelp helps with arthritis pain and stiff joints. It can also reduce shedding, fill in missing areas, and improve their looks. Healthy pets show even more energy and have better attitudes. See results in 4 to 8 weeks. The good news is, Kennel Kelp isn't just for pets. It's good for you, too. Sprinkle it on your cereal, or use it instead of table salt when seasoning your food. Kennel Kelp is the holistic care solution for pets and their people. Safe for dogs, cats, birds, cows, chickens, reptiles, almost anything that walks, flies, or slithers. It's a holistic health solution for humans, too. To learn about their many products, visit KennelKelp.com. Get Kennel Kelp for a happier, healthier life.
Well, hello, and welcome back to another edition of the BH Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill. Welcome, one and all. Some of you via our invitation, where applicable, might teach church mice Peter and Paul every day. Ubiquitous audience, all audiences, one and all, however you got here, thank you, and continue doing so. We are growing exponentially with your help by paying you forward one star seed at a time. We're here daily, now in my sixth year, offering three different audio versions of shows. And my YouTube offering is Grandpa Bill at Bill Holt, 8792. Give us that thumbs up, like us, share us. More importantly, where you're comfortable in doing so, please do subscribe. We are growing one star seed at a time. We're members of large intuitive groups. Always talking about proof of mind, the body, and the soul. Today's entry will be about 30 minutes, and it will be embraced under one of my audio show categories, the main mentor moments in business and in life, mostly in life, now that I'm fully retired 2 years in. We're going to be taking a look at summer plans for my show upcoming over the summer with an internship with my legacy, thus the name of the show, Grandpa Bill, pertaining to my granddaughter, Ada, in an internship program that she's going to help me out with here at the show over the summer. But it incorporates some good business tenets, hopefully perceived that way in business and more importantly, and in life. So we'll be here for about 30 minutes. We'll come back in 10 seconds and segue right in on the overview of the summer internship program. Thanks for joining us today. We'll be right back. Okay, deep calming breath. Let's segue into today's show. Thanks again for joining us. Continue to do so on a daily basis. We appreciate your help. So, wherever you come in to degree of familiarity with the shows, archivally, new, otherwise, thank you again. So, real quick recap of subjects that I've been talking about. Printed to my granddaughter since her birth, soon to be 17 years ago, when October of this year will come. So, at 16 years old and almost done her junior year in high school, I've been talking a lot about me embarking on self-teaching Mandarin, the language. She is fluent in speaking, reading, and writing it. So I came up with this idea in earnest about last December, where I had pecked and pawed before that of, you know, reading poetry in Chinese movies, poetry, verse, phonetics, using some apps, Pleco app, etc., listening to Mandarin speakers online, videos, video training, taking courses, etc., but doing it in earnest since December 1st, and been staying pretty vigilant in that and self-teaching myself. And then Ada will come in behind me this summer. That was the plan, for her to tutor me. And I thought when I talked to her about it, it would be a great bullet point to put on her college application, because she aspires to go to secondary education. She just very recently completed her SATs and just very recently went to two college campuses that she's aspiring to maybe go to. She still, of course, has to complete her senior year in high school. She's very bright. She's very creative. She was allowed to express that freedom in a wonderful alternative high school here in the Great Maine area, where she truly blossomed, where she always was academically quite gifted. She's a gifted writer. She's been recognized as that. I've talked about that archival many times. In any event, she's a straight A student, in many instances A pluses, to include Mandarin and coding with JavaScript, which I'm also going to try to self-teach with her help. And she's also going to help me interning with the podcast shows, my shows plural, this summer in many capacities, much needed in a lot of the busy work. And her voice is so more melodious than this fractured old voice, and we'll work her into that and to whatever capacity this summer when that transpires in July. Okay, so fast forwarding, when she gets here to do so, being a Gen Z-er herself, we'll be talking about how simplicity matters, creative nurturing, less is more, how to be inspired by nature overall, cultivating your creativity, minimalism — these are all topics we've talked about before archivally — mindful creation, peaceful vibes, creative space, creative confidence, the power of simplicity, how less actually leads to more in the creative process, finding your flow, creating a nurturing environment for unleashing creativity overall, hers, mine, and ours, and yours in the listening audience, the minimalist muse, embracing simplicity to spark your creativity, nature's invitation, part of my workouts for geriatrics, one of those shows today, Maine Mental Moments, but talking about nature, food for the mind, the body, and the soul. Ada's very much into that as well. We'll encompass all of that into her very key part over this summer in 2024, July as it becomes, nature's invitation, how the natural world can inspire and nurture your creativity, quietude and creation, cultivating a peaceful space for creative expression, the uncluttered mind, and how minimalism can enhance your creative process from chaos to calm, creating a nurturing environment to tame your creative spark. More than muses, fostering a creative ecosystem where ideas thrive, the simplest forms, using minimalism to elevate your creative vision, finding your center on how mindfulness can deepen your creative process through the eyes, the ears, the academia of a 16-year-old. Ada is also quite proficient in coding, specifically in Java for the language. We're going to talk, discuss, come up with maybe, and that will be a long-term process. I'm not sure we'll get that accomplished in a couple of months this summer. My point on that is it may help her freelance in her senior year, you know, freelancing writing an app. She's already completed one mobile app as a prerequisite to finish her coding course in this existing junior year, which is about to end. We'll have her elaborate on that when she gets here to do so this summer as well. So we're shooting for maybe creating a mobile app for this show. So that will be fun to encompass holistic health, creativity, simplicity, less is more, BH Sales, Kennel Kelp, Holistic Healing Hour, Holistic Living, Grandpa Wisdom, Natural Healing, Creative Processing, Well-Being, Gen Zers, by listening, hearing, and having someone hands-on that is one, not this ancient old relic on the opposite end of the baby boomer spectrum. So, join us for a simple yet powerful approach to holistic health, including a specific example of simplicity. Nature's creative spark, how the outdoors can fuel your holistic wellness. Grandpa Bill in the wild, unleashing creativity and nature's guidance. Finding flow in the forest, nature's guide to holistic creativity. The BA Sales Kennel Kelp Nature Cure, cultivating creativity in nature. Nature inspired. More about that after the 10-second break as we segue in a little bit more as to how Ada continues to segue in the upcoming apprenticeship, internship program here at the podcast shows this summer, encompassing Mandarin, JavaScript coding, talking about another subject she'll be taking in senior year of high school as it becomes actually training for cyberspace security. A good entourage of marketable skills, whatever her careers in career choices may be, feathering out in just a few short years, embraced around hopefully a post-secondary education. So lots and lots to talk about. We'll take that deep calming breath, and when we come back we'll go probably another 15-20 minutes and segue out for today's show as a main mentor moment in business and in life. We'll be right back. Thanks for joining us. Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill. Welcome one and all, some of you by our invitation where applicable, my two church mice, Peter and Paul, combined with the ubiquitous audience, your efforts to pay it forward. We are growing exponentially with your help in doing so. Thank you for doing that. Continue doing so. We do 3 audio versions daily, my 6th year running doing that. My YouTube offerings, Bill Holt at BillHolt8792. Give us a thumbs up, like us, share us, subscribe where you're comfortable in doing so. And we always do interactive polls daily. Please do interact and leave messages at the voicemail message board at the BH Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour. Always food for the mind, the body, and the soul. One of my factions today via this. Okay, deep calming breath, going into the last segment. Thanks very much for getting to this juncture of the show, being here. Even if it's fast forwarding, we all do that, myself included. But please do continue to check out the archival shows and the other segments of this show today to help hopefully build a building block of wherever you are coming in as listeners, and we appreciate you, repeat guests, new guests. So quickly, where I do these shows daily with many provocative in-studio guests, I'll talk about one upcoming in very close here momentarily. We always talk about food for the mind, the body, and the souls. Literally food for water for the body and the sustenance for survival, but for the mind, more on the ethereal side, Reiki, meditation. Thus is where those shows have all intertwined into these shows on the central theme. So where it encompasses Ada, my granddaughter, coming in this summer, we've been talking about it, her and I, as recently as this past weekend, on some upcoming ideas after she gets to finish what's left of her junior year, and then she's going on a little bit of a trip, which will be part and parcel of some of the ideas that I have. Point being, on her trip, I want to see the pictures and videos that she'll be taking, and then that will play in when she gets back to a potential theme here on a local level about something her, myself, and her dad love to do, is visit Greater Portland that we've done many times in the areas where I grew up. They grew up predominantly in the west end of Portland, Maine, but with the great architectural history of Portland, Maine, and the buildings and so forth, and the history we're so rich here in Maine and the still shots and videos of. She's also pretty good with the camera. So I thought on potentially developing the app, some of the categories that we can go through are still shot slides, much like she did on her mobile app that she can talk about, that she did in her junior year, different theme, but that's what she did, loaded a bunch of still shots, videos through JavaScript in completion of that project for her coding class. So that's how I'll have her expand upon that with myself as well. So in this show, closing out based on the opening segment and the probing questions within, let's kind of revisit the probing questions within the description. So once again, thanks for joining us today. And we did dive deep into the theme of nature and incredible ability of it to inspire and nurture creativity. So as always, thanks for joining me. And back in the day when I was struggling to come up with new herbal remedies, when I was involved in the business long ago, far away, never created my own, like Grandpa Munster down in my laboratory in the basement. I'm down in the basement, Grandpa Bill, for a different reason. But I was blessed that I had many qualified and quantified people that did and came up with all these tinctures and creations that I had hunches on, one being when we had Ada's Animal Products, dog paw butter and aromatherapy with the great help from folks that were at Blissful Dog and Horse. And my friend Michael King over to Sacred Clay. They had Vitality Herbs and Clay and the ingredients and the mythology and so on and so forth. So delving back into those examples of coming up from when Nada was a little child, breaking her in, teaching her about butterflies, how to raise worms, and then the grammar schools and preschools she went to, and in her neighborhoods having backyard gardens and community gardens and schools propagating and promoting that. Myself actually being welcomed into her first and second grade class where we raised worms and went into composting. It was wonderful, and the hands-on appreciation that Ada always had for nature. Point being, she helped me with a project back at the Animal Refuge League back in the day, some 10 years ago now. And we have some still shots and videos of those that I thought would make a nice collage, decoupage, whatever she comes up with the aforementioned slides. And we can go through it with potential drawing board, because she's the commander of that ship. However, she might think that would be a good idea to formulate an app to help me and her create a potential app for the show. It'll be fun, and it'll take longer than this summer. So we'll delve into some of those crazy ideas that I've had archivally and talked about in our walkabouts, her and I and her father, and we'll revisit those in still shots. So the beauty of nature will definitely come in to play, scenic hikes, spending time by a calming stream or lakes and mountains, which we're blessed in here in Maine. And her dad love to go on their own sojourns and have and do. We'll get Ada to expand upon those as well. So we'll start with the beauty of nature, taking a scenic hike virtually here, if you will, spending time creating one of my holograms in meditation by a calming stream, simply gazing into a night sky, immersing yourself in nature's aesthetic beauty, however it formulates and manifests for yourself, that we've talked about many times here at the shows. Our weekly guided meditations led by Seth Leith Brzezinski each and every week. FreedomSnap.org, Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm a blessed audience member there. It's my therapy. Do join us. Check out his new website, I'm awake now.com. One of the many intuitive groups we're blessed to be in and Ada's familiar with. We'll talk about more, the heritage of water that we're blessed with, Tourmaline Spring, Animal Refuge League. Ada's been involved all the way along the way, so I felt it imperative for her to be part of this show because she is. Looking forward to it. The rhythmic sound of crashing waves. She loves the beach. She loves lakes. And composing, manifesting here, doing a water fast myself. Gentle breeze, sweet fragrance, blooming flowers. As spring is here, we need that temperature to come up here in Maine. Pay attention. I am to sensory details. We talk about nature walks at Workouts for Geriatrics and the Maine Mentor Moments, tenets for business and in life, mostly in life at this juncture. Stepping outside comfort zones, exploring the unknown is a powerful creative booster that I've tried to instill and formulate with Ada from a little kid up in our wonderful discussions that I miss now that she's a teenager, grown up young woman. So this is very self-serving, getting her incorporated in the show this summer to whatever degree, while allowing her to be a young teenager and enjoy her summer, which will happen for her as well. We'll be doing a lot of this virtually. So, diving into the topic that is close to my heart, the incredible power of nature and family. My granddaughter, my son, my wife. Our legacy, my legacy, your legacy, food from the mind, the body, and the soul. We're going to be talking about how spending time in nature can be a real nature cure in and of itself. It is a cool story. It makes sense that being surrounded by nature's beauty would only spark new ideas. Ada will expand upon how I believe she fervently, through her avid readership, she's read so many books about so many subjects, including nature, and obviously Mandarin, JavaScript, which she'll encompass by being my co-host and co-producer this summer in the internship program, in her tutorship of me in Mandarin and JavaScript. We'll be delving into concrete examples of how you can harness that. We need your interaction. Ada seems to be super excited about being involved with me and being partaking in agreeing that this could maybe be a good thing to put on her college applications and her aspirations wherever her ultimate career choices go. The plan for Ada is to be co-producer and whatever for our shows, wherever she wants to go with it, whatever best suits her. This is about me being the guide, hopefully, to experience, mentor her grandfather, helping her out in life, where she's at the precipice of a blossoming future. The twist here, of course, is her being a Gen Z whiz kid with a unique perspective. So we're going to be tackling some interesting topics through a multi-generational lens. We'll be talking about health and wellness, of course, a staple on this show forever. And way before these shows, in my 12 years of doing podcasting under many monikers, you know, I had a 50-year career, long gone, far away, 30 years of which was a sole proprietor. Yeah. Supplementation for animals and humans. Now doing this in goodwill ambassadorship in most instances, and part-time market sharing over at the business shows, which we'll also talk about later. And these shows correlate with my YouTube video offerings as well. So I'm hoping that the internship will be an enjoyable thing. Being self-ingratiating and self-serving, it's a way to see my granddaughter, both virtually and a tiny bit physically over the summer. be coming up with more ideas along the way. On the incredible power of nature, my brilliant granddaughter, this summer, Gen Zers, they're embarking careers in this precipice of time. Starting in July, Ada will be co-producing some of our shows. She's a whiz with technology. And let's just say, I'm still getting the hang of the whole concept of Mandarin. Self-evident, if you guys have listened to me, practicing the tonal inflection and the symbols, which May is going to be devoutly intensified by me to continue my self-teaching, which will be presented to her in a package of videos, poems, movies, all broken down for her tutorship of me in Mandarin, and then wherever she's going to go and teaching me about JavaScript, and wherever we go and potentially coming up with a drawing board app for this show. So she isn't in studio here quite yet. So I wanted to try to give a heads up, and will, an upcoming show on the things that we're brewing in regards to that. And what we will be doing over the summer, we'll be delving into the health and wellness, of course, a staple of the show forever and ever in all the aforementioned categories, within studio guest, of course. But we'll also be venturing into new territory, like cyberspace security, again with Ada, something that will be on her agenda as her senior year becomes, not to rush that, next fall. And I believe she's going to be taking a structured course, so-called, in her high school entourage pertinent to cybersecurity, but an overall interest by her in that. So stay tuned for some exciting new episodes featuring yours truly and my tech-savvy granddaughter, Ada, starting in July. Nature's incredible ability to spark creativity, where we'll continue to explore the power of nature to ignite creativity and offer tips on incorporating nature walks and mindfulness into routines as well. Announcing on an exciting in summer intern proship and programship for my granddaughter, hopefully perceived as such by herself and yourselves. And she'll be co-producing these future episodes, offering a fresh Zen Gen Z perspective. So questions for yourself in the description of today's show. Do you have a favorite place in nature, especially, that sparks your creativity? Do you share those experiences with how that does inspire you? And what are some challenges you face in finding time to connect with nature? Let's brainstorm on those solutions together. It would be good fodder for now, for later, for me, for my granddaughter, and for future topics coming up. Nature's Inspired Holistic Creativity, BHL's Kennel Cup Holistic Healing Hour, Gen Z Perspective, Multi-Generational Future of Working, Grandpa Wisdom, Summer Vibes, Kennel Cup Holistic Healing Hour podcasting show, Coding for Wellness, Building a Bilingual App with Ada coming this summer as well. Grandpa Bill will be going into venturing into brand new territory in the wonderful world of coding. As some of you know, and continuing through the summer, I'll be trying to embark on self-teaching the JavaScript, something I actually knew some 50 years ago in the 70s, long ago and far away, when all those languages were gone. So not only going to be co-producing shows in that regard, but she's generously agreed to trying to maybe consider embarking on the aforementioned coming up on coding the apps, maybe in both English and Mandarin, which definitely would be longer than sooner, and that may play to longer projects that may help her in her own projects moving forward. Just drawing board material here at this point. The goal is to continue to make the show more accessible for listeners. We need your help and interaction. Love to have any expertise on apps that will feature with in-studio guests. If you are one, let me know that. If you have interest in coming on the show and talking about your own in that regard, along with transcripts and resources and available, hopefully, in English and in Mandarin, those would be fantastic points, hopefully perceived as such by my granddaughter for this bilingual app that will allow us to reach a whole new audience seeking wholeness, wellness, and guidance. So since she's fluent in Mandarin, she'll be handling the translation aspects of the app, and she's fluent in the JavaScript, obviously long-term process and projects, but that would be fun for discussion. And many ideas of what she comes up with, she's pretty creative in her own regard, to keep in mind. We're both at the beginning of this coding journey, and we'll be documenting our learning process and sharing it with you throughout the summer. And we'll be taking and talking about challenges on triumphs of learning to code with specific tools like JavaScript, and hopefully inspiring some of you to explore the world of coding and such with ourselves. So who knows, maybe by the end of the summer we'll have, I doubt, a fully functional bilingual app ready to launch, but maybe a positive step in 2.5 months of talking about it potentially over the summer. Join us for Coding for Wellness, Kennel Kelp Apps, Multi-Generational Learning, Beginner Coding, JavaScript, Bilingual Podcast, Holistic Living, Summer Vibes, Grandpa Wisdom, Tech Savvy, and Granddaughter Wisdom as well. Leave your voicemail messages at the show. Do join us each and every day. We're blessed to be members of many large intuitive groups. Goodwill Ambassadors continuing to pay it forward. Everybody knows somebody individually in your neighborhood, my neighborhood, Main Street, Portland, Maine, Main Street, USA, Main Street around the world, using the blessedness of having this show have global exposure. Would you continue to pay it forward? Provocative guests from around the world, like my next one tomorrow morning at taping, good friend from China, Tim Doyle, talking about many subjects there, the path to oneness, and always food for the mind, the body, and the soul. We all support wild animals being driven out of their environments worldwide. Feral rescue pets, domesticated pets being challenged with good, clean food, medicines. We can help you out with that. There are people, plants, and this planet hopefully being continued to be perceived as a harbinger of good information. Myself as the porcelain junction box, putting you in touch with butchers, bakers, candlestick makers, authors, doctors, lawyers, mediators, psychotherapists, psychoanalysts, meditators, literally and figuratively from around the world. Main Street, Portland, Maine, Main Street, USA. Global exposure with your continued support. Join us each and every day. Continue to pay it forward. We'll say bye-bye for now. Make it a safe and productive day. And may God bless. Peace, everybody.